As a film about speech and language therapy is tipped as a potential Oscar winner, the Royal Society of Speech and Language Therapists and the British Stammering Association are warning of severe cuts to the service here in the UK. The film, The King's Speech, released in cinemas this week, tells the story of how King George VI attempted to overcome his stammer as he took over the throne when his brother abdicated and then led the country through the Second World War.
Dragon Jill
went up the hill.
A Taste of the King's Speech, starring Helena Bonham Carter, Geoffrey Rush and Colin Firth. In fact, the King became the first royal patron of the College of Speech Therapists in 1948 as a result of his experiences. Well, joining us in Manchester from the Royal College of Speech and Language Therapists is Daniel Hunter, a therapist who joined the profession after being helped to control his own stammer. And here with me in London, George Metcalfe, who was a patient of the pioneering speech therapist Lionel Logue, who treated King George VI back in the 1930s. Do you remember the techniques he used?
Yes, I do.
What did he do for you?
Well, the first thing was the empathy. You know, you've got to have empathy. I, as a coach today, know how important empathy is. Second thing he did was he wanted to make sure your breathing was right. So he would make sure your diaphragm was working and that you know, you often see tense people with their voices tight in their top chest. He taught me how the sounds were actually made. And when, at the age of 11, little boys at my school had to read the lesson, he used to take the three or four verses and work through those line by line, sound by sound.
Daniel Hunter, tell me what speech and language therapy did for you personally.
I think it's done a lot for me. I think one of the things about stammering is that everything is hard. It's sort of like an iceberg. There's a little bit on the top and there's a lot underneath. So from my earliest school days of having to answer the register, having to read out in class, all these things are terribly difficult. But what goes with that is all the negative thoughts and the negative feelings that go with that, the embarrassment, the frustration, the fear, the anger. And that leads to avoidance behaviours. So for me, I would avoid joining clubs, meeting new people, going into doing things that would involve speech. I've even pretended to be mute once on a train so I didn't have to stay at the station that I was heading to.
Segment 1.
As a film about speech and language therapy is tipped as a potential Oscar winner, the Royal Society of Speech and Language Therapists and the British Stammering Association are warning of severe cuts to the service here in the UK. The film, The King's Speech, released in cinemas this week, tells the story of how King George VI attempted to overcome his stammer as he took over the throne when his brother abdicated and then led the country through the Second World War.
Dragon Jill
went up the hill.
A Taste of the King's Speech, starring Helena Bonham Carter, Geoffrey Rush and Colin Firth. In fact, the King became the first royal patron of the College of Speech Therapists in 1948 as a result of his experiences.
Segment 2.
Well, joining us in Manchester from the Royal College of Speech and Language Therapists is Daniel Hunter, a therapist who joined the profession after being helped to control his own stammer. And here with me in London, George Metcalfe, who was a patient of the pioneering speech therapist Lionel Logue, who treated King George VI back in the 1930s. Do you remember the techniques he used?
Yes, I do.
What did he do for you?
Well, the first thing was the empathy. You know, you've got to have empathy. I, as a coach today, know how important empathy is. Second thing he did was he wanted to make sure your breathing was right. So he would make sure your diaphragm was working and that you know, you often see tense people with their voices tight in their top chest.
Segment 3.
He taught me how the sounds were actually made. And when, at the age of 11, little boys at my school had to read the lesson, he used to take the three or four verses and work through those line by line, sound by sound.
Daniel Hunter, tell me what speech and language therapy did for you personally.
I think it's done a lot for me. I think one of the things about stammering is that everything is hard. It's sort of like an iceberg. There's a little bit on the top and there's a lot underneath.
Segment 4.
So, from my earliest school days of having to answer the register, having to read out in class, all these things are terribly difficult. But what goes with that is all the negative thoughts and the negative feelings that go with that, the embarrassment, the frustration, the fear, the anger. And that leads to avoidance behaviours. So for me, I would avoid joining clubs, meeting new people, going into doing things that would involve speech. I've even pretended to be mute once on a train, so I didn't have to state the station that I was heading to.